Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
In here, welcome to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's.
Okay, let me hear my bell. Hold on now.
Get your bell. You looking like a snack, sis.
I love them. But you know, those my favorite glasses. I love those. You might have to let me borrow them a couple times.
You got that. But I'm loving this look for the new season. Spring is amongst us.
Yes.
This winter, and you looking good.
You looking good too. You know, we got our Macy's on. I got my package.
I'm glad you know. I got my Macy's package. Now, we have a lot to cover, but I just want you to know, if you order some Macy's right now, you're going to get this sly little card right here. It is a voucher. Did you get your voucher?
I didn't get my voucher.
You might have thrown it away. Now, when you order from Macy's, make sure you look at everything in your box. I got a $50 wine gift card to the Macy's wine store. Get into this, L'Oreal. I got 6 bottles of wine for $49.
Wait, what?
Macy's has a whole wine store. Red wine, white wine. You could do a mix. It's so good. It's so good.
They gave it to the wrong drinker. Why didn't you give it to me?
Look at the bottom of your box. You never know. It's a lot going on. So I'm making sure y'all not missing out on your Macy's threads, your Macy's drinks, and the hot topics and things that are going on this week. Now, I don't know if you've seen, but April Jones and Taye Diggs are taking over Instagram. They are the cutest new couple. And every time we look up, we see the two of them doing something else, some new antics.
Yes.
Also, speaking of antics, not so chipper, Meg Thee Stallion is currently feeling under attack. If you've noticed, her and Academics and Tory Lanez have been all over the Instagramospheres. And speaking about being all over, Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet are reportedly all over each other and back together.
No, I'm joking.
You wanted him, girl. You wanted him.
He's fine. You know it. I wasn't mad at him being on the market. And speaking of being on the market, you know, sometimes when you out there, you might get swindled. So you got to be careful who you meet, especially on dating apps. And we're going to talk about that. And you already know, speaking of dating apps, it goes down in my DM like each and every week. I might have to stop letting y'all in my DM.
No, please don't.
How am I ever going to answer if I keep going in them? Like, people are going to be scared.
No, you have to look at it like this. We're setting them up with the tools to correctly slide in your DM.
Well, we're going to get them the tools because they trying to give me a tool. And for our final question to Undress, you already know this happened.
I may not want her, but I don't want nobody else to have her either.
I didn't think that could get any worse. This guy needs to be hung.
No.
It's going down. So make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's.
Yes, and speaking of Macy's and the seasons changing, it is time to preview spring fashion. Woo! I have on a spring little situation myself from Free People.
You sure do.
Can be pajamas or it can be leisure wear, whatever it is you would like to do. But if you didn't know, spring is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Macy's has everything you need to keep your wardrobe as fresh as the new season. So if you're looking to upgrade your go-to jeans, Macy's has got you covered with your must-have relaxed fit from top designers that you have to have. Now, if you're looking for an easy way to set up a casual look or to make a style statement like my girl L'Oreal is always doing in a bold jacket, you could do it with the perfect piece to transition from the cool weather to the warm weather. Whatever you need, Macy's has got you.
That's right. And we're not sure what style is for you. No worries. All you have to do is connect with Macy's personal stylist. You know, this is something that we love and adore because it makes things so much easier. One-on-one in-store, or you can chat from the comfort of your home because, you know, some people are still not coming outside.
I'm not mad at you.
They ain't endemic. They in the demic now, so we still out here. So, you know, you could do all that from the comfort of your home now. Either way, the appointment is catered straight to you and your style. So, you know, they can help you out a little bit. You could also go on our Macy's personal shopping page because we can help you out as well. Actually, Eva, you helped me out because this Free People right here, you put me on the Free People. I got the short set popping. You know,
isn't it so comfortable?
It's so comfortable. Good in time for spring. And best of all, you can go on over and get that one-on-one personal stylist app, and it's so free. It's free.
Hold on, I'm sorry. How much does it cost?
$3.99. That means it costs nothing. So all you got to do is head on over to Macy's.com/personal stylist and book your appointment today. That's Macy's.com/personal stylist/ again. Like, two slash, boom.
Let's talk about two adorable people that seem to have a budding romance. So I don't know if you have noticed, but Taye Diggs has recently been gaining a lot of Instagram followers. He's been doing silly videos for his fans. And recently, people have noticed that April Jones, who is Lil Fizz's ex-girlfriend, Omarion's
ex-girlfriend.
Her. Now, April, my girl now. And she just started popping up all over Taye Diggs' Instagram feed. So I think we were figuring out, like, is she acting? Is she doing a role? Is she in his new TV show? Well, at first it seemed very innocent, but rumors did start late last year around the new year when they were spotted attending a holiday party together. Now, sometimes they're singing and other times you can see them laughing. In one recent video I thought was hilarious. So Taye Diggs goes and he gets some pajamas, like a two-piece set. So he comes back with his bag and says, like, I don't usually shop for people, but I'm into you. So then he added, that's cute. I know you don't get treated like this, do you? Ooh. And opens up this bag, child. It was a two-piece pajama set, Lord, from the convenience store. I mean, I don't know if it's just me, but fans are loving their relationship.
They ain't get her the shoes. They be having the shoes. You know, the shoes that's on the plastic thing and they hang.
Little hanger and connected together. Yes. Well, they got two outfits. I saw him on Instagram yesterday. Why was he wearing one of the outfits, girl? And she had on the other one. They sing songs together. They dance. They are the cutest couple. So what do you think, L'Oreal? Because I know we like our privacy. But what do you think about their PDA on Instagram? Do you think that he's too old for her? Do you think this is a perfect match? What are your thoughts?
I'm just shocked Taye Diggs is dating a black and a woman.
What? You tried it? What's that supposed to mean?
I had to break it up. I was going to say a black woman, but I had to make it clear, a black and a woman, because I would have thought he would have been dating a white man.
Okay, let me give you some insight on Taye Diggs.
What?
I started this business on a television show called Kevin Hill.
Okay.
And he was Kevin Hill. I played his girlfriend on the show. I've known Taye for 20 years. Taye Diggs is as straight as they come.
Yeah, but it's the hips. It ain't even like...
Taye Diggs likes women. I think he's like a lot of men that's like, you're Latin, you're white, you're black. If you're fine, he'll date you.
When he was Winston, I thought he was the finest person on planet Earth. You get what I'm saying? But I think the more we've seen his personality, and I like it. Don't get me wrong. Like, I like the goofiness and stuff like that. But I think that is the only thing that kind of makes me look at him like, plus I heard a little bit of rumors. It wasn't that he dates with men or nothing, but it was other kind of rumors, you know. But
like what?
I don't know if I want to express these rumors.
Listen, we'll just ding. Yeah, he's my friend.
He likes to have fun. How about that? He likes to have fun. Yeah, a lot of fun.
And rumors are exactly that. They're rumors. There's a tinge of truth there, and it's a whole lot of hate sprinkled on top.
Right.
And but we're like, honest.
What?
We all like to play a little bit.
We do all like to play a little bit, but let's move on. The PDA aspect of things. The PDA aspect of things, I'll just say, I think it's cute with them. Actually, like, I've never seen her and thought, like, oh, what a cute couple with anyone else. But him and her, I think it's fun. I love that they dancing. When it comes to me, I think it really, just like in their relationships, as we've seen, I think it'll really just depend on that person. Because sometimes certain people bring certain things out of you. I've been with a person that's brung that public PDA thing out of me. And I've been with people that made me feel like, nah, you know, when we get home or when we get in the car, I'll kiss you real quick. But like, we ain't about to be all over, you know.
And that's what I love about them. They seem to really, really like each other. Like I said, Taye Diggs is a good guy. Like, just salt of the earth, loves his family. He's goofy. He's not worried about it. What the world thinks about him, though he is a consummate professional. He loves his craft.
He does great at his job. Like,
but think about it, like where April is right now in her life. She's an amazing singer and has been trying to get her singing career up and popping. She's
amazing
on camera, but I think he's a great support for her. You know, you might not get to where you want to be in life, but it's the journey. And when you are with somebody and you rocking with that person on this journey, you might never get to the destination, but the ride there was hella fun. And I feel like that's their relationship. Like,
girl, she needed this. She needed this. And I'm going to tell you why. They both did, because even though, like you said, we know Taye Diggs is an amazing actor, but like this opened another side of him that like we didn't see. He's fun. He looks happy. With her, I feel like she's maybe even, because I don't know her at all, and maybe even the way I think about her is because I never met her, didn't know her, and whatever the blogs and the.
She's so goofy. This is her. This.
She was goofy before. This she made goofy her. Ass decisions.
Oh, Jesus. You made a couple of mistakes that the whole world got to be privy to.
But see, that's what I'm trying to explain to you. Sometimes with the narrative that's out there, that because you put your business out there, now people all look at you a certain kind of way because that's how you presented yourself. And now I like this version of her. I like this version of him. And, you know, if it works for them, then that's great. I'm pretty sure this is a kind of relationship that I feel like you leave alone. And what I mean by that is, you know, there'd be girls or dudes on the side hating like, nah,
Let them be.
They cute. They real
cute. They so cute. Okay, we agreed on something today. They are
for the first time ever, child. Oh, yay! But I do gotta say the age gap is something that me personally, I don't like old men. So like,
he's not old. He's 50.
He's freaking 16 years older than her. So I couldn't see myself. That would be like me. Me and her the same age. So I don't want to date a 51-year-old man. I get it. It's different when you're in the entertainment industry.
I don't think you sign up for it though. Like, I don't think you're like on a dating app or like, okay, cool, let's go speed dating with 51-year-old men. I don't think it was, I think it was one of those, like, you ever sat on an airplane next to somebody or ended up with the most unlikely person next to you and you had a chance to talk to them and you realize they are like super, super cool?
Yeah, of course.
That's what it seems like their relationship was. Like, it don't look like he was checking for her for real outside of her being beautiful. And it don't look like she was checking for him, but it seems like they hit a laugh, somebody said a joke, and then someone came back and forth.
I can't even see them in the same circle or at the same dinner table prior to this. I mean, prior. Now I can, obviously. But like, if somebody would have been like April Jones next, I couldn't even see, because remember, she was dating Dr. Dre at a point. She's so all over the place.
She went to dinner. Now, she was dating Lil Fizz. So girl, I'm just saying, it's an upgrade.
She don't have a type. Bad. This is the only thing that she like, okay?
Good guys. I mean, I think she's trying to find the good guy. Think about it. Omarion, he's the good guy. Fizz, the good guy.
Dr. Dre.
It was a date. It was just a date. She was out getting some nosh, sis. She was getting some food.
I'm just saying to you, like, you don't just go out on a date with Dr. Dre. Like, they had to take some steps to that. There was
unless you're April Jones, baby. That girl.
But I'm saying there was conversations. That's what I mean by you don't just go to date.
She's that girl. They in her DMs too, low.
We shall see. I ain't never seen Dr. Dre just outside with anybody.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Oh, well.
Come out west.
I also don't pay attention to him. But one thing we did have attention to, because we didn't have no damn choice, it was in our face every 5 seconds, the Meg Thee Stallion, Tory Lanez situation has popped.
Please explain this to me. Like, why...
I need some explaining too, but I'm gonna tell you as much as I can help.
Tell
you
me
with.
What you know, sis.
I mean, I feel like they all need explaining too. Like, I feel like this story has changed so many times, they don't know what happened. Well, we all know that Meg has at times said that she felt gaslighted, unsupported, and all kind of things by media outlets. Well, last week, it was no different. She revealed to her followers the kind of hateful messages that she receives on Instagram and social media. Now, she posted up an account, and it was Megan Thee Stallion's biggest hater, which goes to show you, like, these losers that have nothing but time on their hand to try to make
your
life.
Hold on, someone wrote that?
No, this is an account. They actually made an account.
The name of their page is The Biggest Hater?
Yeah, Meg Thee Stallion's biggest hater. So clearly a loser or a child, because, you know, young people do stuff like that too. Anyway, the Insta story read, Megan needs to be shot and killed. Now, she said she receives these kind of messages daily, and she posted
I'm sorry, but that account needs to be deactivated, like, immediately.
I'm confused because I can't even say shut up on Instagram comments.
You can't say boobies.
You can't say nothing. They will delete it, get rid of you, threaten your account. So I don't know how this person was able to do. First of all, the fact that they named themselves biggest hater, that shouldn't even be allowed to be a damn name. Like, I don't know. Anyway, so she posted, court ain't even started yet, so why y'all ready to start lying? I know some of y'all blogs are on the payroll, but please don't get sued trying to create a hate campaign. Be a real journalist and post facts. Y'all got breaking news 15 minutes before court even started, and nobody's even been called yet. Y'all trying to win a social media campaign. This is my real life. Y'all trying to get retweets, spreading false narratives. Now, this was directed mainly at DJ Academics at the time. So she asked him, why are you lying?
Well, why did he do that? Break that down. Okay, so I know Academics said something, but, like, what prompted him to say something? Where did he get any of this information from to be validated? And how did that even, you know, ensued?
So, you know, Academics claims that he's a journalist and he reports the news, right? So he...
Oh, I was right now years old. Okay.
So he was apparently given these court documents and he claims that he's seen them with his own two eyes. Now, somebody came out right behind him. It was like a New York Times or LA Times, one of them. It was a reporter. And they came out and said, like, no, there was no DNA results released yet or whatever the case, even though Academics claimed to have seen them. He said Tory Lanez's trial just adjourned until April, with Tory's lawyers telling the court they have completed DNA results from the prosecution, which is very pleasing to his client. I saw this document myself. It literally says it was inconclusive in finding Tory's DNA on the gun or magazine. So the problem with this is it's so many conflicting stories, because then after that, they had another report that said, well, they did do a DNA test and it did kind of look like it was in Tory's favor. Then it said there was one that wasn't. Then they're saying, no, Tory is going to pay for this. It doesn't matter what the DNA results are saying, because they have other evidence that's way worse, or whatever the case is. Everybody jumping their two cents in. One thing we do know for sure is that Tory Lanez was sleeping with both Meg and her best friend Kelsey, and that's what started the whole incident.
Wasn't Kylie Jenner, like, they were at Kylie's house?
Oh, girl,
Tory,
if you
want to
take,
like,
it that far back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I got friends. They
yeah, they were at Kylie Jenner's house.
And Kylie was getting a little... Well, he allegedly was a little advancing.
I heard they were flirting with each other.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. I heard they were flirting with each other. Both Kelsey and Meg was there, his two undercover girlfriends or whatever. He was messing with Kelsey first and then started messing with Meg after. So Meg posted up some text messages. I did hear they got kicked out of Kylie's...
Not Bella Noche's.
If you can't go to Bella Noche's, where can you go?
Where the hell can you go?
No, but I heard they got kicked out of Kylie's house because they were like drunk and disorderly. Right. And then that's when this whole ordeal went down. So Meg did post up text messages from Tory Lanez where he was apologizing. And she's like, if you didn't do anything, what are you apologizing for? And he was like, I'm apologizing for sleeping with you and your best friend. So messier than it started in the beginning. God. Exactly. Do you feel like some journalists aren't getting their facts straight? They're just trying to rush the story out. Another brief example, I'll say, this my guy, but sorry, you did it. Jason Lee. He said that Queen Elizabeth was dead. And
Jesus.
Yeah, he ended up being wrong. Even though he was wrong, he stood by his statement.
Jason Lee killed the queen?
He tried to kill the queen, but she just was seen the other day in a virtual. Yeah, she did a virtual conference and everybody's like, Jason, here goes the queen right here. You
How
know,
did
so.
Jason Lee kill the queen? Okay, so to your point, I'm 1 million percent going to need you guys to start fact checking. on the Ricky Smalley Morning Show, I have the luxury to do the news. Mm-hmm. I make sure that when I do the news, like Katwanji Jackson Brown, I looked her up, knew all of her stats. Like, make sure you know what you're talking about. Please. Or don't say it.
You don't got to be first. Be right.
Say that again.
You ain't got to be first, but you got to be right.
You got to be right, especially when, because the way the news cycles go, like you'll hear it here and then you'll take it from here and you'll put it somewhere else and it'll go from there. And then it's just this nasty telephone. Exactly. So if you don't get it accurate the first time, by the time it gets to the end of the line, Lord have mercy. A man is a woman is a man, and the queen is dead.
And the queen is dead.
And the queen is dead. Lord have mercy.
You're sick.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Okay, so this story right here, I must say, I'm surprised to see these two people back in the social media sphere so soon. It looks like love is in the air.
Aww.
Now, I know Miguel and his wife, Nazanin, announced that they're together.
Wait, hold on a second. No, that's not what I'm so excited about. I'm so excited about the fact that I'm finally going to learn how to say her name. What is it?
Nazanin?
Nazanin?
You don't know? Oh, yes. I know Naz. Yes.
I didn't know nobody that knew how to say her name. Everybody just was like, Miguel's wife. And I'm like, you don't know how to say her name.
No, it's not. We call her Naz, but it's Nazanin.
Nazanin. Got it. Nailed it. Go ahead. Yeah,
boom. Well, Miguel and Naz are back together. Super excited. She absolutely adores her husband. He adores her. They perfect for each other. And they got together right back after Valentine's Day, which is super cute. Naz said that they put in the hard work to heal their marriage. I think a lot of people try to make marriage seem as if it's like a shoe. It either fits or it doesn't. But the truth is, it's like a workout. Like, you have to invest in it. So there's another one of our favorite couples that are out there. That
Eva, I need help again one more time. So he got back with her after Valentine's. So like husbands even break up so they don't have to pay for gifts?
Because they have, you reckless. That's his wife. They were having issues. The world knew about it. They did a big split and the world knew on social media. I think, you know, after time and being apart, I think you realize that what you had was not as bad as you thought it was. It's actually way better, and you want that old thing back. So
I think he ain't want to buy her no gifts this year. He ain't know what to get her because he broke up before Christmas, and he came back after Valentine's Day. I know that trick.
But did he come back on side piece Valentine's Day? Now, that is the question.
But that's too late then, because if you get her something, then she's going to feel like a side piece. So you'd be like, no,
side piece Valentine's Day, you got to buy extra stuff because you know you a side piece. So I just don't want the bag. I want the bag and the shoes.
I thought you said next year, babe, you go like that and kiss on the forehead.
Well,
okay.
Love is not gone. Love is still in the air. I know that we were all brokenhearted when we found out that Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet, the most beautiful couple ever outside of Lenny Kravitz, had broken up. Well, someone close to the couple said they decided to work on things rather than throw in the towel because they have invested too much into each other. Mm. So Jason and Lisa met back in 2005.
Long time ago.
Child they had in 2008. They got married in 2017. Now, they originally posted about their impending divorce in January. But if you go back to the post, you can't. Because they took it down. It's no longer there. It has been deleted. So,
really?
Yes. I hope that this is true. I'm sorry. You can't have Jason, L'Oreal. You guys would have made a great couple, though.
He is fine. But it's the eyeliner for me. That kind of turns me off. But then when I heard he was living in a trailer, I was like, damn, this gets even worse. I don't care if it's a $1 million trailer. I was like, go home, boo. Like, I actually am the one that told him to go home. Oh, Maya. Because, you know, he was the one that made the announcement that he was leaving her, actually. So that was
it's like a 20 year something difference, like a 23 year difference.
Eight. Yeah. And she's still fine, though. Like, if I had to get in an entanglement ever in my life, like in like the full entanglement, like the whole relationship that I could just join, it might be theirs. Because like I could learn a little
something. And entangle.
You get what I'm saying? Like I could learn a little something from her because she got the baddest dudes in the game. And then like, obviously.
I mean, that's that Denise Huxtable, though. You know, Denise Huxtable, she different. They didn't make them like her.
Nah, she
all of them over at Hillman. Wasn't nobody like her over there at Hillman.
Nope, nobody at all.
Nobody. But,
I do think, who else do I think I want to get back together?
Do you think that, like, once you get divorced and you get separated, do you think that, like, reconciliation should be on the table, or like once you call it quits, can you not unring a bell? Like, you know, you can't.
It's so weird to me to even hear this because I get relationships that break up, but like marriage with kids attached to it, that's just so different for me. And I get like I'm not in that space, so I probably don't get it. But to step away from something and walk away from it and then just come back like, you know, okay, I'm back.
You think Kim and Kanye gonna get back together?
No, I wish they never got together in the first place. You know, I've been saying that for years. And even watching this Genius documentary, it makes me even sadder. Because, you know, I knew Kanye once upon a time. It ain't the same Kanye. But it does make me sadder to see how, like, the industry and everything changed. The thought of whatever the case, you know what I mean? Even like the difference between when he was running around with Rockefeller and just like praising Beyonce and Jay-Z to the point where it was like, I'm better than y'all and I have Kim. And it was just like, ugh, like a total different situation. So some people I just feel like didn't even belong together in the first place. So I can understand wanting to step away, you know, got to be unbearable after a certain amount of time to be with somebody that totally changes your character.
But then there's that part where you're human, right? So sometimes you go through your own personal stuff that maybe your spouse doesn't go through too, because you're allowed to be an individual.
Absolutely.
And you remember when like Denzel was and his wife were threatening to break up, and I was like, Lord, not Denzel. But they got Juanita. Now they got back together and it didn't happen. But there's some of these couples where, you know, I feel like media plays such a big role in persuading people on what they should or shouldn't do or shouldn't take or all of this stuff. And you end up like Queen Naja said, alone. You end up by yourself.
And we've talked about it. We talked about it earlier, even with April. Like you said, when the media switches things around, it's like your perception of things, your whatever the case. So, yeah, things could be totally different. And I think when it comes to a relationship, that could be regular people in your life. That could be your aunt. That could be your cousins. That could be your husband or boyfriend's friends or whatever that has that narrative changing in your mind. So when it comes to separating, what I would say is make sure you, this is something you want to do before you get everybody involved in your business. Separating and taking time to yourself, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. It's when you get everybody else involved. And I know people don't matter, but that's why you shouldn't put
but
them
they
in
do
business.
Though, because you bring him back to Christmas next year. You bring him to the family reunion after you done told us all of this stuff, made us all not like him. We done signed affidavits and carried the kids to court and held the baby and did all of that. You stayed at my house. Now y'all back together.
I'm just, that,
but, now that's a point.
But right that's there. Why you got to make sure that this is something. And I know it's hard in the moment because you're not thinking in the future how you might feel. But just try to keep it to yourself as much as possible. Because to be honest, think about how many, well, we just found out about them breaking up. I was told that they were separated for quite some time, Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet.
Yeah. But the last movie he was doing.
Yeah. But just say it was the amount of time. Just say it was the amount of time from what we knew. And right. You're like, girl, y'all going to do all this announcing and stuff for 2 months of a break. If y'all don't shut up and go to different sides of the house and you go in your trailer and you light an incense
listen,
and go see Lenny.
Everything is not for social media. And as much as we enjoy having a peek in at entertainers, politicians, the lives of people that we look up to, there is also a space where people deserve to be private. You do change your mind. You do have a change of heart. And so if we're so open and telling everything, then when you have your change of heart, what you gonna do? Are you gonna double down? Are you gonna not do what you really wanna do because you wanted to do something different before? You know, like you gotta find that balance in there somewhere.
Exactly. And you also got to know that you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Now check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macys.com/theundressingroom. And then I'm going to tell y'all how not to get swindled on dating apps, even though I've never joined one myself.
Hold on. So you mean like you're going to teach us how not to get gamed by the Twinder swindler?
Yeah, we seen some article that's going to help us out with this. Because you know what? I'm thinking I'm at the point where, do you think I should join a dating site or no?
I think you would be horrible on a dating site.
I think so too. First of all, I'm not even nice enough.
You should date by recommendations, not by a dating site. Because this is the thing.
But then I could blame you if you're wrong.
That's fine. I'll take it. I'll totally take it because you're super beautiful, you're super talented, and you're super career oriented and driven.
Thank you, Eva. Do you want to date me?
I would. And you're a known person. So you on a dating app, I feel like you'll be trolled. I don't feel like you will get genuine people that are really looking for what you're looking for. People trying to put records out. People want to get on your morning show just so that you and Pratt could play some, you know what I mean? I would rather recommend a really good guy and then I would warn him about
I warn him about me. Okay, I think that's a good idea. But we're going to give some people some tips out there, especially after watching the Tinder swindler. It kind of scared me, and I feel like we need to give some heads up.
Simon Levi.
Yeah, Simon. And you know he's charging $20,000 for an appearance right now, right? That's cheaper
and
than before.
Actually gonna pay. Yo, this man needs an agent because he needs to be an actor.
He has a Hollywood agent already. Everything. But what I was saying was the $20,000 for the appearance is cheaper than what those girls paid. How come he's only charging $20,000 now?
He was spending $20,000 in 2 days.
He would fly somewhere and just do that. Like, this guy was disrespectful. Anyway, so y'all know
pass.
About
yeah. y'all know the old school flight hookup. He need one of them.
Yes, exactly. Well, he's out of jail. He has a new girlfriend. He's making money with online classes, as I said, club appearances and everything. Now, exonicole.com recently did an article on how not to get swindled on these dating apps.
Okay.
So, the first and foremost, now this is something I do. It does not have to be a dating app. This is something I do in dating life or in life with just people, not even dating, Google. My Googles. You get what I'm saying? Look them up. Find their social media pages. This will help you get a good feel for the person. Sometimes people have several pages. Make sure you check and look at that. The Facebook.
And don't believe Wikipedia because whatever they say that net worth is, that net worth on Wikipedia is a lie. That is not their network.
Believing his Wikipedia is like believing his Instagram bio.
Like, it's a Wikipedia.
It's a wrong. Week. Okay.
It's a week.
It's a week. Now, don't overshare. Now, that's something that I feel like me, I'll probably get caught up in things like that because, you know, we're talkers. Like, we like to talk. I don't know if we share our business per se, but
You don't overshare. You be holding it clutch.
I do hold it down.
You got that part down.
Now, it says, don't share too much too quickly, especially if they aren't sharing too much with you. If they are not opening up, they may be hiding something, like a wife, a girlfriend, a boyfriend.
I don't agree with this, XO Nicole.
No.
I don't agree with that.
Ooh, what you don't agree with on this?
That if... You know, I think a lot of times the games that people play in relationship is like, I'm gonna see what you're gonna do, and then I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. I think that is the wackest game to play she took 2 days to text me back, so I can't text him back, or he didn't
So that's not right. I do that. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm just saying. 2 days. Maybe 2 days was exaggerating, but just the idea of the ping pong. Like, my husband always talks about how I was the first woman that ever just laid out the truth. Now, I'm not putting my uterus on the table, but by the same token, I'm not trying to be a Nancy Drew novel either in a mystery. Like, I could use a little bit of a guy. Like, what do we like? What don't we like? What are your hard no's? What are your things that you must have in a man? And so for me, I didn't do the whole, like, you know, kind of wait a while, or if he don't text you back, or whatever the last thing that Nicole said was, don't share if he don't share. Well, then who gonna share?
That's true. You got to break down the wall somewhere, but you got to be careful and cautious about what you're sharing. I'll say that. Because I'm not saying that. Don't give your salary out and your code to your safe. You get what I'm saying? But some people are that trusting, you know, first date.
They'll tell you about the passing of parents and family members and the dog they just buried. You like, ma'am,
not only that
or not.
I had a friend and this always really threw me for a loop with her, but she started dating this guy. And like within that next month, he had like the security code to her house. And like, he can just come and go as he please. And I'm like, girl, what are you doing? Like, I just got the code.
What I do to my single friends. All my single friends, except for my friend Shanika, just got married 2 weeks ago. I have a key to all their house. Shanika just got married.
Congratulations, boo.
She's not Miss Shanika. She Mrs. Shanika.
Okay,
now.
Mrs.
But when she got her condo, that spare key went to me. My best friend Barbie, her condo key is here. My friend Robert, he's single man. His key is here so that you don't make the mistake of giving it to somebody who's been kicking it with you for the last few weeks and they happen to be at the house. But don't give your key and access to nobody.
It wasn't even necessary for him to have it. I had a key, her homegirl down the street, the other homegirl, we had another spot with a key. Like, it wasn't, she gave it to him because she wanted to. So,
okay, so what are the other rules? I'm liking these rules.
Okay, love bombing is one of them. Now, love bombing is a manipulative tactic used to control you by bombing you with an overt affection, gifts, compliments early in dating to rush into the relationship. That is a red flag. But what happened to love at first sight? That doesn't exist anymore. Like, people don't fall in love like immediately sometimes.
No, because we got lace fronts and they wearing Beijing. We need some.
Who are you? Let me see.
No, this needs to be like The Voice. After I hear you talk, I'm going to turn around if I like what I'm hearing.
You're going to Hollywood, but you ain't coming all the way in. Okay? You didn't get the star on the Walk of Fame.
Mammary glands. No, ma'am.
So if somebody is doing too much, sending you too much, that's a trick.
Yeah, because you might end up like Simon. So the Tinder swindler, what I noticed with this guy was that he would do things to isolate the women, to make them feel like they were super, super special.
Exclusive.
And then do things like, this is my family. And hey, come meet my family and be around us. So now you feel like you're in. This is like the first meeting.
That was too much.
Too much. But then they tell you personal information to create a false sense of intimacy. So now you feel like y'all close because you like, oh, so what you didn't know was X, Y, and Z. Because now you feel like you know something. And then you end up taking out.
And sometimes people use that against you as well. Like, you might see somebody over a course of time and then y'all end up starting to talk, and then maybe you really do care about them or started to, or maybe you've really been like that person and you put that out there. Sometimes people will use that against you instead of, you know, instead of taking the genuineness out of it and being like, oh, well, this person really likes me. It's more so like, oh, you see, I got him, I got her. Let me see what I can get from them. And that's also scary. It's like so hard to find love nowadays. What is the problem with you scheming scammers?
Listen, because people are not looking for love. People are looking for money and security and likes on Instagram and vacations to post. Like,
right. But then at the end of the day, Eva, though, when they're sitting at home all lonely and sad by themselves, they're like, I wish someone loved me. So maybe if you wasn't scheming and doing all this other stuff, or when they damn near dead or whatever the case, that's when you want to be like, all I really wanted was love.
No, I had a friend whose mom, I remember she saying like, oh, I wish I could meet my Prince Charming. Her mama said, oh, baby, you met him a couple times.
Damn.
Because a lot of times there are great people right in front of you, but it depends on where you have your sights set on, what your priorities are in life right now, because you could have the good thing, the real thing right there in front of you and not even see it because you looking all the way up the street at somebody else's grass.
Right. I've definitely been there, and I'm going to run through the other two really quickly. Too good to be true, which we know what that is. Questions, frequent canceling. They don't value your time or they're hiding something.
So cancel all the time?
Yeah, I guess so.
They're busy.
They're always canceling or just flaking on you, making you standing you up, acting like y'all gonna do something and y'all don't. I cut somebody off first time for that. And don't lend money. And please don't even ask me anything about money. Like the last conversation I had about money when I was like on a date was, I think I told you, it wasn't even a date. I just was eating and then my friend popped up and then I went to go pay and he was like, oh no, you're not about to be talking about me on your podcast. Yeah. I'm still talking about you, but you paid the bill. So shout out to you, but you didn't have to. That one, I thought I could have just took care of myself. And yours. Like I was, you know, I'm okay with that sometimes. For instance, really quickly, sorry. There was a guy over the weekend. I was with friends and I always have credit cards. I rarely ever have cash or like debit card, credit card, whatever. And the bill came and I gave my Amex and I guess the place didn't accept Amex. And I had like 5 Amex cards and like no cash. And I had left my wallet. I only had cards on me. I was like, I'll Cash App somebody or whatever. But mind you, there was a guy at the table that was trying to talk to me and he paid for it. But I was like, oh, just send me the request. I'll give you the money back. And he was like, okay. And I'm like, but if you're trying to talk to me, I mean, he never sent me the request to ask me for it. Yeah, but what my thing is, why even do that? I would have been like, yeah, I got you. Don't even worry about it. Because in my mind, I'm like, why are you trying to talk to me and think that I'm about to like really cash?
Well, because it's not a flex.
$50.
No, he didn't send the request, which means he never really intended on getting the money back.
Okay.
And that was his way of like being charming and paying the bill and paying for your part without being like, hey, look, everybody, I'm paying her part.
So should I rethink him? Because like, I don't feel like I properly thanked him.
Absolutely.
No, I'm joking. Let's get in these DMs, Eva.
Oh, can we please get in the DM?
I might got one for us because I don't even know. Talking about that, I'm done with you today. Let me see.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Listen, I just want to make sure they know that they're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. So you can go on and check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macy's.com/theundressingroom. Let's get in these DMs, L'Oreal.
Okay, this is just weird. I mean, sometimes all of these are just weird. He says, good morning. Good morning with your sexy ass. I love your socks. I'm sorry.
Why can he see your socks, Lo?
I love your socks. You're sexy for real. Can I take you out? And I know you don't smoke. You say you smoke, but for real, your lips don't look black.
People have too much time on their hands.
What is wrong? He hit me to say he loved my socks, wants to take me out, and I don't smoke because my lips aren't black.
Okay, why does he know what kind of socks you have on? Let's start there.
Maybe in the picture. I don't know. That's like the, even if you did, right? Why? Like, why?
I mean, this called icebreakers, conversation starters, a reason to get your attention. You got his. Trying to get yours. Yeah, he's a weirdie. Let's do another one.
Okay. Well, this one just starts. I guess the other one tried to rail in with something, and this one just jumped out the window with the damn toes. Like, what is this obsession? What
you have pretty feet, Lo. You got pretty feet.
But it's just weird to start off like that. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I want to suck them sexy toes. Like, that's how you start your conversation?
That's when you pull that foot out and be like, mama.
He said, I'm ready to put bands up. I got 3K. All I want to do is take you to dinner. Finally, you're opening up with your sexy ass. You should have been showing out, looking all marvelous.
Oh, that's a cute one, L'Oreal.
This is the same man that started with suck them sexy ass toes. Like he was.
I mean, he's just letting you know his priorities.
I think the toe thing is just gives me the creeps because feet to me are gross.
Yes, but those are priorities and his budget. Like, so you know how much he working with. I got 3 racks. What you need?
$3,000 to take me to dinner? What's up, baby? Take me out to dinner.
That's a tomahawk. He don't even know you don't even need steak.
I know. What is he going to get? No, we can spend that at Nobu. $3,000? But I wouldn't want you to.
One person?
I've spent.
The hell is y'all eating?
I've spent about $1,200 at Nobu before two people.
$3,000 though.
That's I said 12. I said like 12.
Yeah, that's with all the drinks and all the bottles and all the extra stuff. That's
not even a bottle of sake. Like if you let the chef look, I went with some real Asians. Like matter of fact, I went with my.
You let the chef recommend.
They let the chef. They knew the chef or whatever the case. They had the chef bring us out. That bill was crazy. You can hit $3,000 at Nobu. I wouldn't do that to somebody I'm dating though. Like my man. No, I wouldn't do that. So you think I should respond to the sexy toe, suck your toe guy?
No, but I don't think you should block him. Like, I would like to be entertained by him in the future. Like, leave him in there.
Leave yeah, because we there. Used him before. He said some crazy
I like
stuff
him.
You do.
He makes us laugh.
He does.
The first one, I didn't like him. We don't need him.
That was weird.
Yeah, and I think he has a girlfriend anyway. He gives me, I got girlfriend energy. I don't know about you. That's what I felt. That's what came across
my
screen.
How did you get that through this?
I don't know. I felt like he has a girlfriend. I don't know. But the second one, I'm here for the second one.
Okay. So we'll leave him and we'll block the other one.
Yes. Now, you know what I do have, L'Oreal, is
what's that?
A final question to undress. You ready to take your clothes off? Now, get ready for this one. You might need a little fan to cool things off because it's about to get real hot. Now,
I'm
this
nervous.
Comes from a man who says, I only married my wife because I had no other options at the time. I am in a better place now, and I want to move on to someone else. There is nothing wrong with my wife. I just want to pursue women who were once out of my league since I am now in a better position to do it.
No.
I may not want her, but I don't want nobody else to have her either.
What?
L'Oreal.
I didn't think that could get any worse. This guy needs to be hung.
Do you think that he should stay with her?
I think she should leave him, and I hope she sees this tweet post, this conversation, because how dare you, you low-level piece of crap. I stuck with you through everything. We made vows. We have children, and because you leveled up, you think that you could just leave behind your whole entire family? The crazy thing is, those are the people that end up leveling up, getting with somebody they thought was better. That person takes you for everything, and then you go crawling back to the person that really, truly loved you and helped you at your worst, was with you through your worst, all the way to your good. I think this is the devil.
Leveling up as if you stepped on this ladder with me and you got to a higher place. What do you think happens once I leave said ladder?
You fall.
What do you think happens? Like, you were not eligible for anyone that you wanted outside of her prior to. Now she has been there for you and has helped you get to a better place. Leaving her does not, I mean, your better place is because you're with her. I don't understand what people don't understand. What is it to get about that? And sis, you needed to know that you were literally not being loved properly so that you can get it the way you deserve it. Because old boy does not deserve you at all. Loyalty is exactly that. It is not on the sunny days. It is not on the days that look perfect, but it's on the days where it doesn't look perfect, where you don't feel up like getting up and going to work, where you don't feel like doing what you got to do, and you do it anyway. And
damn,
in marriage, you're not going to feel rosy every single day. It's just not going to happen. It's like your mama irritates you, but that's still your mama.
It's just sad because I hope he does leave and do this, because then I do feel like he will get what's coming to his ass. But the messed up part is some people never bounce back from this, because that's painful, you know, to know that you've done and given a lot and helped somebody from the bottom, and then they glow up and leave you. Like, it's just, it's a little disgust. It's like, it's betrayal.
It
you
is.
Know, it's betrayal.
You know what it is? It's that one part in that Silk Sonic song that says, I hope you found everything that you out there looking for. And I also hope that you're walking around somewhere barefoot, because it don't work like that. You can't just use me. And then when you decide that, like, okay, I've outgrown and used you up, there's no more toothpaste than this, I'm just going to throw this away.
Listen.
Like, karma? And you know,
a bunch of people did this. I remember Jesse Williams did this with his wife, and then he started dating old girl from Zola. Yeah, he started dating her.
That's so crazy you brought them up. How is he doing with the new girl?
They seem to be happy. I actually seen them out together one time, and they did look like a really nice couple. But I'll say this. You know, sometimes it takes a long time for that karma to come back, and you don't never know what it's in the form of. You know, he's not doing as great as he was once doing. So it may just be that it ruined his career. It may be that, you know, she glows up and gets to a higher level and finds somebody and wants somebody better than him. You know, that can also happen. Like I said, karma comes in all forms. It's not always going to happen overnight. She was with him for quite some time.
She was married to him for teens of years.
This is what I'm saying. Now, think about it. He can stay with old girl. I can't, her name is slipping my mind right now. But he can stay with old girl. And like I said, she'll glow up. She's younger. So she has plenty of time to grow in this industry. She's starting to star in movies and do more roles. We're starting to notice her more now. It ain't long till Diddy start noticing her, Jesse. It ain't long till Dr. Dre start wanting to go to Nobu, Jesse. And if you not popping no more, and she, come on now.
I mean, his wife was a school teacher that he had been with for a long time. They had children together. They lived in Philly. And Jesse was a school teacher.
He looked like one. He looked like he taught gym.
He does look like a PE teacher.
Yeah, he does.
He went to Temple University, but he does look like he's a good old PE teacher. I think what you said was perfect, that karma comes back in so many forms. You don't know when it's going to come back to you, and haughtiness comes before a fall. So why you feeling yourself, homeboy, in this final question, like, oh, I'm better now, I'm doing good, now I'm hot, no, it doesn't work that way, because the moment you start overfilling yourself, the moment your face feels that ground, because the Lord will bring you right back down.
That's right. And like, going back to them, they look to be in love, but you never know what's going on the inside, because I say from personal experience, I had an ex, he did something to benefit himself. He kind of pooped on me, if you know what I mean. Not literally, but because now I was the glow up in the situation, but to benefit himself and something he needed, he had to go and deal with somebody and use somebody to a certain extent. Now, to this day, this man is trying to come back, wants to come back, is miserable, has the worst. But guess what? You made your bed, sir. Take them sheets.
Lay down.
Take them sheets. Take that comforter and get comfy. Because that's the bed you're laying in.
But that thread count sucks because he didn't get his sheets from Macy's.
He ain't got no thread count.
Listen, the bottom is infinite, honey. Karma is undefeated.
That's right.
Nothing done in the dark stays there. It will always come out to the light. And how you treat people matters.
You're going to get yours. This guy.
That's why I know you're going to find an amazing mate at some point, and you're going to have an amazing love, because the karma that is coming back for you in life is going to be really good. You put out a lot of great energy. You don't settle for the BS. You know your worth, and you are super focused. So karma comes back in both ways. What That's you put true. Out there, you get back. So you're going to get your karma too, sis.
Come on now.
I'm going to be at your win.
Hey.
Yes.
I think you have a good luck charm. I'm starting to notice that, like, you and weddings follow. So it's like
they
Cynthia,
do.
Shanika, like, you know, everybody they is. Do. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm going to just come. You know what I got to do? Oh, I don't have one because I have the code to put in my door. But I'm going to make a key to my door and I'm going to leave it at your house because I see that that's the
boom.
The
let's
key.
Do that. And I got to give you some jade. I got some blessed jade. I'm going to give you some.
That's
because
what I
the
think
jade.
I need.
I yeah, need I got you. Because you
get
got
the
everything
demons
else.
Away from me, please.
You ready? You ready? Now, if y'all are ready, follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room Podcast. DM us and boom, that's your chance to be featured. It's super, super simple. Right, L'Oreal?
Super easy. And we want to let you know that you're listening to The Undressing Room Podcast brought to you by Macy's. Now log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page. And that's going to be all for us today. Right, Eva?
That's it, girl. Let me pull my pants back up because I done got all the way undressed, child.
I'm finally wearing bras again, so let me snap my bra. Now.
How does it feel?
It's good because I've been wearing sports bras for the longest because my doctor told me I had to. So now I'm back in the game. So I feel amazing. Best thing I ever did.
You look good. You look good.
Thank you.
Feel any part about how you look right now, sis, you winning.
Woo! I was just trying to have the shirts down the hill like you. So now we can be twins and I...
We've gotten a little too undressed. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcel and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Kolb-Tyner. Associated producer, Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Stiers, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.